The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Yesterday, the government announced that medicinal cannabis treatments will now be paid for up front. Now, until now, patients who required the medication in Ireland had to fund it themselves and then wait up to 5 weeks to be reimbursed. Vera Toomey has had a hard-fought campaign to secure medicinal cannabis treatment for her daughter, Ava, who suffers from a rare form of epilepsy called Dravet's syndrome. And Vera's on the line. Vera, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Congratulations to you. You fought long and hard.
We're delighted to hear now that finally Ava's funding is going to be funded up front, and Stephen Donnelly called yesterday to confirm it for us. You know, so it's very good news. Really delighted.
That's brilliant, and it will apply presumably to other people in Ava's situation who have got the go-ahead to use medicinal cannabis, but have had to, carry on funding it themselves and then hope for a reimbursement.
Absolutely, it's going to cover some of the people. There are some other people that don't have the qualifying conditions that. I suppose their situation still needs to be addressed. But I just think, Pat, after talking to him yesterday again, he's very interested in the topic of the medical cannabis, and I think he is genuinely the most progressive minister that I have dealt with over the course of the years regarding this issue. Particularly with, you know, having to deal with COVID as well, that I think we're grateful that they gave the time and attention to this to help us, you know. But there still are other people to help. But as I said, I think he's somebody that's genuine about working towards helping people regarding the situation.
So just to put the financial burden in perspective, you had to fund the money up front and then wait for the money to be reimbursed. How much money might be involved for every consignment of the medicine?
Each consignment was in Ava's case, and just to say that it would vary from patient to patient because the dosage is dependent on the patient's weight. So in our case, it was €9,500 every 3 months, which was significant. And, you know, I suppose in the long term, it was going to be unmanageable because as Ava got older and grew, the cost was going to go up and up. So it was very stressful to have to continuously have this large sum of money, to us at least, in cold storage for the next prescription, and just the worry of that it was absolutely crucial, obviously, that Ava had her medication, you know. So it's a huge weight lifted.
Now, Vera, you and I have spoken about Ava's condition before and about how the availability of this medicine from the Netherlands absolutely changed her situation in terms of the seizures. But some of our listeners may not have heard those conversations. So just remind us, before you discovered and tested the benefits of medical cannabis, how many seizures she might have and how that has improved?
I suppose maybe the best way to put it in context, Pat, would be that prior to the medical cannabis being introduced to into Ava's medical regime, we would have spent between 4 and 5 months of every year in hospital with her because of her seizures. Her seizures were daily, they were aggressive, and they were constant. It's difficult to say, you know, exactly how many seizures she would have each day. It varied dramatically, but you know. I mean, you're talking about dozens and dozens and dozens of the different types of seizure activity. So we're at a position now, you know, Ava has Dravet syndrome. We continue to deal with that. But her seizure control is over 90% seizure control, which for Ava's day-to-day living, it's just like night and day. There's there's no comparison. And, you know, we're still in a situation where Ava has not been admitted to hospital in an emergency since she began her, initially the CBD oil, in October of 2016. So for a patient with such a remarkably complicated form of epilepsy, that is phenomenal, really, you know. So it gives her life.
It's simply miraculous. I mean, the theory was there, and you'd read obviously about other people using the cannabis oil to as a treatment. But then in your own life, it changes it so much, not alone for Ava, but for you and the other people who care for Ava. I mean, it's been fantastic on one level. And then you've got the problem of funding. You got it funded, but then you had to wait for reimbursement. And now finally, upfront funding. So a series of battles and happily a series of victories.
One after another. And it's true for you that, you know, you can read about things and you can read and read day and night. But when it comes into your life, when it's introduced to your child's life and you see the difference for yourself, it truly is remarkable. And with it, you know, the thing about it is, and, you know, I'm not anti-pharmaceutical medications by any stretch of the imagination, but what I am pro is anything that's gentle and effective and doesn't have catastrophic side effects. And with the cannabis, that's what we achieved. She achieved her seizure control, but there were no difficult or unpleasant side effects with the cannabis. And so it just gave her the ability to live comfortably and, you know, to cope with the condition on a manageable level. Absolutely.
Yeah. Vera, I'm a great one for doing the sums all the time. And when you think that Ava might have spent 3 or 4 months every year in hospital and the expenditure of a relatively small amount, if you do the sums again, less than 40,000 a year. I mean, how much would 3 or 4 months in hospital have cost the HSE? Never mind the stress, the emotional disturbance, the hardship for Ava and all of that. You know, if you put that to one side and just look at the pure money of it,
the HSE is
saving money by doing it.
That's an absolutely brilliant point. Like, and I wish I had the figures directly to hand to make them completely accurate for you. I did send several pages some time ago to Stephen regarding that if you take, for example, add up the hospital beds, you know, for, and this is 4 months of each year from 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 and 16. So that would have been 7 calendar years. You talk about paramedics, advanced paramedics, intensive care consultants, specialised nurses, epilepsy nurses, and the list goes on and on. One patient, in terms of that, you're not even talking about hundreds of thousands. You're going over into the millions for one patient because there is
absolutely
so much. And also, in fact, another point would be, aside from the cost of being within the hospital system, there's also the cost that the state were funding the pharmaceutical medications for several years, but they weren't effective. So we are now in a situation where you're reduced to one form of medication, which is the medical cannabis in Ava's case. She is not on any additional pharmaceutical medications with it. And then just the savings everywhere, you know, if you start to write it down and break it down, it's phenomenal. So I think that it's really important for, you know, for the department to realize that. I think sometimes it might be hard for them to realize it on the ground, how much it's saving. This could affect waiting lists. This could affect, you know, the trolley problems in wintertime, and just so much more. And I feel like it's probably important to point out that there are many other people that are still waiting with other conditions, you know, with the chronic pain. There are going to be other medical cannabis patients to date that are happy for us that we are funded up front, but they still need to be funded up front also.
Okay. So, and again, even if the emotional arguments don't hold water with the department and the HSE, perhaps even the economic arguments, which you make so forcibly, will do so. Anyway, Vera, once again, congratulations to you. Lots of nice comments coming in. What an amazing woman. If there are Citizens of Courage or awards out there, she should get one. What a powerhouse, fighting to the ends of the world for her child. And another one, thank you, Vera, and all the incredible women like you. Ye are a force of nature, says Pete in Cork. Vera, thank you very much.